The universe itself may well be a conscious super being, encouraging us to make a quantum leap in our own understanding of who and what we are, and giving us the solar system-wide galactic energy boost we need to get there. Thousands of years worth of prophecies from every major culture around the world were given to help us understand what is actually happening and rebuild the science we need to finish the job. We create the golden age ourselves, beginning in our own lives, and the rewards are almost beyond imagination. By moving through the self-hatred and fear to reach that hard-earned place of acceptance and forgiveness of both self and others, we heal the world. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Acknowledgements. In January 1996, I began reading The Law of One, a series of five books that were allegedly transmitted telepathically by very advanced extraterrestrials. These ETs claimed to have helped build the Great Pyramid originally for positive purposes, but were forced to withdraw from the Earth when it became contorted for negative uses. They also said the main reason they made this contact in modern times was to apologize for what they had done and give us this new gift in the hopes of improving the desperate situation they had inadvertently created. A surprisingly large number of the points I have made in this book appear in the Law of One series, most of which came through in 1981. They reveal that the mind is indeed infinite, but nonetheless has a singular identity at a vast cosmic level, which they call the One Infinite Creator. We are told that we are all perfect holographic reflections of the One Infinite Creator, that we reincarnate to work on spiritual lessons and will eventually return to our original identity, that the 25,000-year cycle creates biological and spiritual evolution in sudden jumps, and that the cycle will be complete in the approximate neighborhood of 2011 to 2013, ushering in a quantum transformation of space, time, matter, energy, biology, and consciousness that is already well underway. The Law of One also describes the global grid, goes into great detail about the physics of space-time and time-space, discusses levels of spiritual evolution that are based on the rainbow color spectrum, suggests that the galaxy is an intelligent superbeing that has designed the human form to appear on millions of inhabited planets, and says that we do have the potential to evolve into an entirely new level of being as we go through this transformation. The benevolent group they refer to as the Confederation of Planets in Service of the One Infinite Creator has apparently been assisting the Earth throughout its entire evolution and is particularly focused on helping us move through this transition smoothly and safely. This material formed the basis of much of my work, and many specific details were given that could later be explored and verified scientifically. Every credible insider I know has given me stunning confirmations of specific details in the Law of One series, though not one of them ever read it. I have had many fascinating personal experiences that have led me to believe this material is indeed accurate and truthful, and I therefore consider it to be quite different from most other allegedly channeled teachings, which seem to invariably contradict each other and often do not line up with the science I disclose in this book. Another notable exception to the rule is the Seth books, brought through by Jane Roberts and Robert Butts, particularly the earlier volumes. The concluding chapters of The Seth Material feature a long dissertation on what Seth calls consciousness units, and this data fits in very nicely with everything I've presented in this book. I hope you have found this investigation into the source field as fascinating and as informative as I have in writing it, This book is the most significant effort I have made so far to help the process of disclosure along, so these advanced technologies and sciences do not seem so impossible to believe anymore. I feel there is no reason to fear these changes that are now happening. We are moving through a process that may well be intelligently scripted to promote our own evolution. We have the power to increase our own coherence by learning to be more loving, accepting, and forgiving of others. For in forgiveness of others, there is forgiveness of self. I do wish to thank the many heroes and pioneers whose work allowed this book to be possible, and so many others who are working in these same areas. Without your stunning efforts of magnificent genius, we would never be aware of our true potential. I wish to thank my mother, father, and brother, my beautiful female life partner, and the many people who have shared their lives with me over the years in various ways, and have given me love and guidance. I also want to thank Brian Tart, Graham Hancock, Jim Hart, the staff at Dutton, at Brilliance, and so many others who have helped me fully realize this work. I also wish to thank those who are outside of time and gave me such extensive support in the research and development of these ideas and the writing of this book, including ongoing dream feedback, critiques, and new breakthrough ideas, not to mention an incredible number of remarkably accurate future prophecies, both personal and planetary.